like, I felt like Spirit came to me and was like, this needs to be its own particular module because it's so important and it doesn't get enough credit and we don't know enough about it. And we need to, because essentially it is a pivotal part of our life. And that is karma. Karma. You know, just like many things when it comes to spirituality and what we learn, you know, through Pinterest pins and blog posts and everything along the lines, what we actually know about karma is a very watered down version. Okay. We hear the Justin Timberlake, I don't know about you, but like for the longest time when I thought of karma, it was always that Justin Timberlake song, what goes around comes around. Right. And that really is essentially what karma is, but it's much deeper. And there are levels of karma that we have to understand in order to truly understand the full soul experience. Okay. So many people have karma misunderstood. And here's why. So many people say, well, this person did something bad in this life, I'm just going to let karma work through it. But we expect that karma to come back to us or come back to them in this life. And that's not always the case. Remember that this is one facet of who you truly are. This is one sliver of the pie that is the totality of you. So if somebody does something really shitty in this life, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to come back to them in this life. We might never be able to experience karma unfolding. It's just the way it is. We know how expansive our souls are. And I can guarantee you everybody in this room right now has had at least 500 lives. At least. I've had 3,300 lives. You might not be aware of the karma that is unfolding in your own life from the choices, the actions, and the decisions of past lives. We've all come in with baggage. Like, that's just what I have come to learn, specifically, you know, knowing soul contracts and knowing how accurate they are and how we bring in lessons that we want to learn in this life. And when you, if you haven't already, you know, once we do your soul contract, you're going to really begin to understand not only yourself, but other people at a much deeper level. You really, really are. Learning how to read soul contracts has not only allowed me to understand why I am the way that I am and why I have these lessons and why I have these gifts and these talents and I have this drive and ambition, but it allows me to be a better mentor because I know the shit, the karma that you brought into this life and what you're working through at this particular time. Okay. So when we talk about karma, we are essentially talking about the law, the universal law of cause and effect. Okay. There can't be a negative without a positive. There can't be a white without a black. There can't be a female without a male. It's just the way it works. There are always two sides to every single thing. So again, what goes around comes around. And the concept of karma, okay, it's not just from the Vedas. It's not just of Eastern Hinduism. This is a universal concept. You know, in the Bible, they say, as ye sow, so shall ye reap. That's karma. That's karma, okay? What we send out will come back to us in some form. That's just the thing. What we send out will come back to us in some form, whether it be good or bad. So we have to be open to that concept, right? We think that because, I don't know, we think that it's like, if we break a glass, another glass is going to break. Not necessarily. You're going to get an equivalent vibration, right? It doesn't mean that it's going to be the same thing. So if you go and, you know, I don't know, you cheat on a test in ninth grade. You cheat on a test in ninth grade and you never get caught, right? You get a good grade. You get a B+, you get an A-, but you did cheat. You did cheat. Maybe that karma will come back to you in this life, but it's gonna look like your spouse lying to you. Or somebody, or a mechanic trying to, you know, fuck you over on the price of fixing your car. Energy is fluid, and energy will be manifested in many different ways. So again, just because you do this particular negative thing doesn't mean that that same exact negative thing is going to come back. No, it's going to be an equal vibration or frequency. So whatever you were feeling when you were cheating on that test in ninth grade, whether that was shame or fear or doubt or embarrassment, that same frequency that brought those feelings to you will be manifested again in a different way. The big karmic lessons, right? The baggage that you brought in, the relationships, the soul ties, the soul experiences that you brought in to work through are usually much bigger. Okay. That's the karma, that's the stuff that we have to become aware of. The lessons, because there's big karma and there's little karma. The big karma are the things that are the themes in our life. Okay. So I want you guys to understand the four different aspects of karma in its totality. The first is sanchitta karma. And I'm going to write that in the chat so you guys know what it sounds like and what it looks like. Okay. And sanchitta karma is the sum of all accumulated past actions in all of our previous individual lifetimes. So this type of karma sets the stage for the present lifetime, as well as possibly in the future lifetimes as well, depending on how much of that karma you resolve in this lifetime.
Can you read that again? I'm sorry. The definition.
I thought. Okay. Is the sum of all accumulated past actions in all of our previous individual lifetimes. Okay. So this type of karma is that what sets the stage for the karma that we bring in to this life to work through. And depending on how much of that karma you work through in this life, you might have to tag along over to your future lives. So again, this is all past karma and experiences. The next form of karma is prarabdha karma. And I'm going to write that because I'm probably butchering it. So, Okay. And this is that portion of Sanchitta karma that has resulted from past actions in this present lifetime. So this type of karma concerns us most for our day-to-day life. We can't change the events that have already accumulated in this lifetime, but we can learn from it, heal from it, stop it in its tracks. And again, this is being the silent, gentle observer that I always tell you guys to be. Don't think your thoughts, observe your thoughts. Don't feel your emotions, observe your emotions. That is the only way you're going to be able to realize the karma that is in your present life and how you can stop it in its tracks. So I'm going to give you guys a personal story of mine because it's a good example. So there's one particular person in my life that I've never had. It's always been a rocky relationship. Okay. This person is very set in their religious ways. And I was never set in religious ways. And besides the aspect of religion and our belief systems, we just don't see eye to eye. We treat people differently. We have different ideals and belief systems, and that's okay. But through my work and through my own process of healing and learning and being able to tap into past lives, I now know that this particular person and me have been butting heads in a lot of lifetimes. A lot of lifetimes. And some of them resulted in us not having a relationship, cutting off all communication, not forgiving one another, not accepting one another. And I found it and I realized it in this lifetime. And I realized how tired of this bullshit that I am. I'm done. It's not good or bad, because here's the thing too. When it comes to karma that we have with another person, it's up to both of us. We are only 50% of that karma. So if that other person isn't aware of their spiritual totality, and if they are not willing to take 50% of the karma, we can't do anything. We can't do anything. So we have to become indifferent. We have to seal it up. And again, this is not spiritual bypassing. This is understanding that specifically when it comes to karma in relationships, whether that's with ex-spouses, family members, friends, it doesn't matter. The two of you have to be at the same frequency in order for this karma to be resolved in this lifetime. And that is why you're going to begin to understand at the soul level why you always feel a deep connection when certain people come into your life, because there's karma there and you have to find the same frequency in order for that karma to be resolved. And that's hard. That's really, really, really hard. So when you become the observer and you realize that there's relationships where you're constantly triggered, or it's just not a flowy, calm relationship. There's always like, you know, uncomfortable conversations, or you just never feel like you can open up, or anything along those lines. I'm telling you right now, there's karma. There's karma, there's karma, there's karma. You can take your power. You can have the power in that karmic relationship, understand it, observe it, and then just become indifferent to it. And if you see the other side of that karma, if you see that person opening up and being able to listen and to understand these spiritual concepts, you know, because this is pretty like, you know what I mean? We're talking about like, well, we have way too much karma and we did this to each other in this past life, or, and you don't even need to know. You don't even need to know the past lives, first off. Most of the time when you begin to open up, past lives are actually pretty easy and they'll come to you and you'll understand exactly why you feel a certain way with a particular person. But knowing the past lives doesn't matter. It's how you feel inside that matters. It's how you feel inside that matters. So if one particular person makes you feel uneasy, you don't trust them, you're on edge with them, that is not your soul speaking. Your soul is calm. Your soul is happy. Your soul is serene. Your soul, when you are truly connected to your higher self and your soul and your purpose, there is no anxiety. There is no doubt. There is no mistrust. Your soul is only connected to higher vibrational feelings and sensations. So if you're around somebody, and maybe they're the nicest person alive, that's just the thing. Maybe they have done nothing to you in this life to make you feel this particular way about a person, but you don't like the way you feel when you're with that person, there's probably karma there. And again, some relationships are going to be a little bit more advanced, whether that's your parents, your siblings, your spouse. And then there's others that come and go and it doesn't really matter, you know, but karma is huge. Karma are the lessons. Karma is the lessons. So you have to become aware of your karma. You have to. Okay. So that was Prahadaba karma. Now we're going in to Agame karma. And agame karma results from actions in the present lifetime that will affect future incarnations. So this type of karma can be thought of sowing the seeds that will later be reaped. Now, can you make it right during this lifetime? Yeah, you can. You could stop that. You can stop the agame karma. But again, karma can be good or bad, right? So maybe you're doing something really positive in this life and you don't necessarily want monetary gain or, you know, gain in this lifetime for it. That's good karma that you're accumulating. But if you're going and doing shitty things constantly and making the wrong choices, it also depends on the choices that you're making. If you're making fake psychic scam artists' accounts on Instagram and posing to be reputable psychic mediums over and over and over again, good luck with your agame karma. Good luck. Because the cops might not find you in this life, but I hope that you're a spider in the next. Right? So again, Sanchita karma is all accumulated past experiences. Prahadaba karma is the portion of all karma that has resulted in past actions that hop into this present life. So again, that's usually the karma that we're working through right now. Agame karma is present going into future lives. And Krayamana karma results immediately from our present actions. Okay. So that means if you strike out at someone, he or she might bite back. If you honk at somebody because of a traffic jam and someone else honks back, that's small karma. That's small karma that you're accumulating. Okay. It's instant. If I cry because I'm breaking up with someone and then the other person cries because I'm making them upset, that's instant karma manifested. So now that we understand that there's different types of karma, and there is, you know, we always think that it's like, you know, what goes around comes around. And it's very true, but it doesn't mean it's coming back around in this life. Doesn't mean that it's coming back in this life. As much as we would love to watch the experience of karma unfold with some asshats, we might not ever have the option to witness it. Spell that. Okay. Spell. Okay. This is all cry. Karma. Okay. So there's a couple of things that will help indicate karmic lessons. And a big thing is Saturn, the planet of Saturn. Saturn is the planet of lessons. Okay. So if you can find where your Saturn is in your natal chart, the house as well as the sign, that's going to help you understand where most of your karmic lessons lie. Okay. And again, obviously, you know, I think a good portion of you have already got your soul contract reading done. So, you know, the shit that you brought in, the big life lesson that you're, you know, trying to learn or trying to work through. Don't worry, whoever hasn't had theirs yet, you're going to get it done. Okay. We're going to read it in one of your one-on-ones, but that's another way that you can identify karma. But I'm telling you right now, the easiest way to identify karma is to trust yourself. And if you feel it, within your bones, particularly with other people, that there's karma there, trust it. Just trust it. It's not your responsibility to prove to them that you've had past lives together and you did shitty things to one another in past lives. And this is why we never get along in this life. It doesn't matter. The karma is there. The karma is there. It's not going to be resolved until you start working through it. So in the member portal, I am going to share a couple of mantras. Now, mantras are essentially chanting that can help with not dissolving karma, but bringing awareness to karma, to your karmic path. I'm going to give you a couple of my favorite healing mantras. And again, this is something that you can do in your spiritual practice. You know, if you're bored of, you know, mindful meditation one day, you can sit there and you can chant these chants. Okay. And it will bring things up from your subconscious mind to the conscious mind to help you begin to understand things a little bit deeper. Or subside the emotions or the anxiety or the uncomfortableness of you being balls deep in a karmic lesson. A book that I would highly recommend is Many Lives, Many Masters by Dr. Brian Weiss. This was one of my first books in the spirituality realm, and it really opened my eyes. You know, another example that I want to share is I have always been ridiculously afraid of snakes. Gardener snake, copperhead, rattlesnake, doesn't matter. Petrified of them. There's even been times where my parents have a house in Tucson, Arizona, and there's a lot of rattlesnakes there. Okay. There's a lot of rattlesnakes. And the first night that I'm sleeping there, I woke up at 1 a.m. and I thought I saw a rattlesnake in the house because the scorpions, the rattlesnakes, they'll get inside the house. And I screamed this. I was like 22 years old. Okay. It wasn't like I was a kid. I screamed bloody fucking murder and opened and woke up the entire house because I thought the snake was like coming up my bed, but nothing was there. Okay. There has been this. Happened last year. I can't even joke about this. There's a place where I go hiking constantly in the summer, and it's like a wildlife sanctuary, and there's valleys and water and everything like that. And I went on a path that I never usually go on. And through this path, I have to walk into like a valley of like long grass. And I'm walking, and there's a baby garter snake right in front of me. I nearly die. So I start running, and then I run to, I think there was a nest of baby gardener snakes because I saw about five, and I nearly died. And it was just a gardener snake. When I tell you, like, crocodile tears, hyperventilating, and I'm not a crier by any means. It was so traumatizing for me. And I'm not that, like, I'll watch scary movies. Like, I'll fucking let dead people come into my body. Like, I'm not like a scaredy cat. But for some reason, when it comes to snakes, I am absolutely petrified. And then it came out a couple days after in a meditation that my birthmark was where I was bit by a venomous snake in one of my past lives. Those things that we cannot comprehend about ourselves are usually because they are an aspect of one of our past lives. Poison ivy, absolutely terrified, but I am not allergic to it. I have no reason to fear it. Right. I shouldn't fear it. They're just snakes. They're just even gardener snakes. Like, I but I'm petrified. I can't help it. I overreact. I know I do. If other hikers saw me, like if they were up in the, and they're watching this bitch go crazy, like hyper, I'm like, listen, it was like literally part of a movie. Like that's how it was. But those are the things that give us insight as to who we truly are at the soul level and the experiences that we have already experienced. Okay. Have a bigger open mind from now on. Another thing is, I can't even make this up. I hate tomatoes. I fucking hate tomatoes. I've tried. Like, I can't do it. I break out in hives. I legit lied to my husband for 10 years saying that I'm allergic to tomatoes because he loved them. And we would always split wedges and he always needed, and I'm like, I hate tomatoes. I'm allergic to tomatoes. But I hate them so much that I will like break out in hives, right? But then through a past life thing, I find out that I died because back in the olden days, when we would use mortar and pestles, we would use charcoal almost. And if you put tomato in, I believe, charcoal, it creates a chemical that is deadly. So these things about us that don't make any sense, they're giving you insight into who you truly are. They're giving you the breadcrumbs to help you see how powerful and how timeless you truly are. These are the breadcrumbs. Again, if you have trauma around something that happened in this life and that's why it's there because something happened when you were 6 years old and now you can't stand it or something, that's not necessarily karma. That's just unresolved trauma. But if there's absolutely no reason for you to hate something, it's worth looking into because that's how you are going to discover those parts of you. Okay. So I want this module's homework for you to take a step back. Stop being the player of your life and start being the observer and begin observing the relationships that come with the most lessons, the relationships that make you feel uneasy or uncomfortable, the topics that you like to bypass, the things that you find are a struggle for you in this life. Whether that's speaking up, whether that's consistency, patience. You know, sometimes we think that our life lessons have to be profound, but a lot of the times it's like you need to learn self-worth. You need to learn balance. You need to learn patience. So begin being the observer of your life and seeing what are the things that you're lacking. What are the things that have been hard for you? Because that's where you're going to find the lessons. Okay. I'll see you. Don't go. This is the end of module 2.